I feel like shit. I don't know if it's one of the shots to the head I took during the match, the amount of booze I drank, or I'm just tired, but I feel like my head's about to explode. Ugh. God, I'd kill for something to distract me from this. Please just let me run into that bitch from the gym. I'd definitely feel better after smashing her face in without security around to throw me out afterwards. Or maybe when I get home, I'll make my boyfriend fuck me senseless. No, I'll fuck myself senseless on him. Yeah, that's what I need. I've already had a good scrap and some good drinks today. All that's left is a good fuck, and I'll have reached nirvana. Yeah, brawls, booze, and boys. That's all that life's about. Ah! What the fuck? What was that in that window? Wait, that's my reflection? Is that me? But that's... I need to talk to someone I can trust. Babe? It's me. Can I come in? Something the matter? Open the door! Open this door right now or I'll... Hi? No, don't freak out, it's me. It's really me. Okay, I don't know what happened. I just glanced to the side on my way home and I saw a reflection and I saw this! I've turned into some kind of monster. Look, can I come in? I'm afraid of what will happen if a stranger sees me like this. Thanks. If I get caught like this in the wild, I'll probably get sent to some lab and vivisected. Either that or arrested for indecent exposure. I mean, look at me! I've grown so much, my clothes are practically just a few strips of cloth. Pretty sure if I'd gained another half inch in any direction, I'd have torn them off altogether. That wasn't an invitation to gawk. We need to focus. I have no idea what I am or how this happened or what it will do to me. My body's changed and I feel all hot inside for some reason. Wait, really? You're serious? You think you know what this is? Tell me! The fuck do you mean? It's obvious. Maybe to some egghead like you, care to enlighten the rest of us? I have looked at myself. I'm obviously not human. I'm 10 feet tall, my legs are thicker than some men's torsos, and I've got... Jesus, what are these? Eye cups? My color? Oh, yeah, I mean, my skin's turned red too. Sunburn seemed like a minor issue compared to the huge monster bit. And I have horns too, yes. Where are you going with this? Oni? Wait, is this some weird weebo shit? I swear to God. Yeah, honored cultural tradition going back thousands of years. Shut up, nerd. The fuck's ancient Egypt folktales got to do with me looking like a mountain of candy apples? Really? People with Oni-like personalities can physically transform into Oni. You think that's what happened to me? Well, what are Oni normally like? Bold, aggressive, selfish, lustful, violent temper, stupid, and universally suffer from alcoholism. You shrimpy bastard! How dare you? What I did today? Well, you know the early bits. I had a morning match, so I cut up early to do some last-minute training, then warm up. You were there for the match itself, so you know how it went. Man, she was real strong, wasn't she? Probably the best match of my life. But in the end, I still smashed her into the mat. That was fun. After I finished with her, I still had tons of energy to burn, so I hit the gym. I was there most of the day, working the bag, building my arms, back, abs, till I got kicked out. I got into a fight. But it wasn't my fault. Some jumped up bitch with a death wish comes up to me and demands to use my treadmill. Yes, I actually was going to use the treadmill. See? I do listen when you tell me I focus too much on muscle training. Anyway, this lady asked to use it and I'm like, no, because I don't want her to. And well, we got in a fight. A physical fight. That, got me kicked out of the gym. It was her fault. So now I'm even more wound up than I was when I walked in, and I don't have a gym to work it off at. So I did the most logical thing. I went to a bar and drank till they threw me out. Then I went to another bar, and so on and so forth, until I felt nice and warm all over. Then I walked home. I was in the middle of thinking about what I was going to do to you when I arrived that I noticed, well, this. What do you mean I've done nothing all day but fight, drink, and be horny? All right, you little shit. You know what? You think I'm a big, violent, horny monster girl now, do you? Well, I suppose I have been feeling this sensation ever since I changed. This burning, aching need. I didn't realize what it was, but as soon as I got your tiny little body pinned and helpless, everything just clicked. I'm hungry. This new body, it needs more. More food, more exercise, more sensations, and much, much more sex. Never been this horny in my life. And it's not just that I want sex. Something inside of me is telling me I need to dominate you. That I need to mark you as mine. Make sure everyone knows it. Well, how about it? We've been dating long enough. You really expect me to believe you've never once fantasized about some big, strong Oni girl using you as her stress toy? That you don't already like it when I get aggressive? When I make the first move? That this isn't everything you love in life, just more? Good, because I was only asking to be polite. You're turning red. Embarrassed? Or did I nearly smother you with my mouth? Don't pass out on me now. I need you lucid enough to play with. Come on, you haven't stopped staring at my tits since you opened the door. Want to feel them? Oof, wow. Those are so much more sensitive than they were before. They're already most of the way out. Why don't you touch them directly? Yeah, this top's already completely ruined from my She-Hulk routine earlier. Just rip it off. Man, these girls were packed in there. Look at them bounce. Well, this is a cliche, but they're like a prize watermelon each. But even though they look so heavy, they're so firm and springy, and they feel weightless. God, how big must my back muscles be? Actually, I'm curious. Take a look. I'll turn around. You aren't looking at my muscles, are you? Well, I guess I can't blame you. My ass has filled out nicely as well. Could you even fit one of my cheeks in both hands? Oh, apparently not. It's been forever since I got my glutes massaged. I know you're just doing this because you're a little pervert, but this feels really nice. Let me lay on the bed. Okay. Continue, servant boy. Oh. God, your hands feel good. Have you been taking lessons? Wait, really? You did that for me? Huh. I'm gonna roll over. Feel free to play with my tits. Come on, crawl on top of me. Like that. Now, oh. Did any of those stories say anything about Oni having super sensitive tits? Because, oh my god. Well, I guess it did say we're pervs. Only makes sense we'd enjoy all sorts of lewdness. Hey, I told you could do whatever you wanted with my tits, right? Put your mouth on them. Oh, well, was I right about the candy apple comparison earlier? Do I taste like cinnamon now? Am I so hot? I'm burning your mouth. Oh. Am I good enough to eat? Seriously, my boobs feel amazing, and I don't know if it's your technique or just me being horny, but keep going. Oh, you're sucking that nipple like a baby. Appropriate considering how much smaller than me you are now. What? You're gonna deny it? Oh. I could hide your entire head in my cleavage. Go on, baby. Maybe if you suck hard enough, I'll give you some milk. Oh. Ooh, feisty. Yeah. Oh, grind my nipple between your teeth. Oh.
both nipples at once. You're so lucky. How many girls in the world do you think could do this? How many have tits big enough? And how many of them would ever give you the time of day? Oh, God. Ugh. Had your fill yet? Because we haven't even started the main course. Take me from behind and don't disappoint me if you like having your head attached. Which head? Both of them. Oh. Fuck foreplay. I'm leaking like a broken faucet here. Just go in already. Oh, man. Were you always this big? Oh. I feel like I can make out every twitch. Throb and... Oh, fuck. Kick this bad boy makes inside of me. Like a vacuum sealed you inside me. Oh. I'll never let you go. Well, that last part. It's true. You feel way too good to let out. Oh. Well, I'm not so tight that you can't draw back. Oh. You gonna fuck me or not? Oh, yeah. This is what I needed. You feel incredible. Pound the hell out of me. I can take it. I can feel you staring at my ass. Oh, is it all jiggly and bouncy like my tits? Or is it firm and muscular? Can't tell because you're pounding me numb. Oh, at least it's big enough to act as a cushion. You little shit! Did you just spank me? Do it again. Oh, God, yes. Harder. Harder! What are you, afraid it'll turn red? Harder! Took a hitch on people who could snap your neck one-handed back when I was a weak human. Harder! Yeah. Now pull my hair while you pound the hell out of me. Get a firm grip. I don't want you pissing out on me. Oh, fuck. Oh. Yeah. Fuck. Oh my God. Fuck. I'm gonna come. It's gonna make me come. That felt great. Oh. You didn't finish, did you? Yeah, I was so pent up, I came pretty quick. My turn. Oh no, you aren't getting away. It's my turn to fuck you. Got your legs. So, tell me. You're an expert on Japanese history, folklore, psychology, monsterology. But do you know about the Amazon position? Holy shit, you were struggling so hard. But I don't feel a thing. I'm so much stronger than you. It's not even funny anymore. Okay, babe. Time to please your owner. Oh, yes. Yeah. This is what I need. I need you, and I need you to be mine. Oh, this is really the perfect position for me. I get to come and get my squats in for the day. You're squirming so pitifully down there. Embarrassed to be totally overpowered by your girlfriend at this position. Or, oh, are you close? Desperately holding back because you want to please me as long as you can. Such a good boy. You don't have to. You can come inside me whenever you want. I said, you can come inside me whenever you want. Oh my God. Are you trying to buck into me while I've got you flipped over and pinned? Oh, you got it bad. I'm seriously gonna come from how cute you are. Yeah, you heard me. I'm gonna come again. Feel free to come with me this time. Come with me, babe. Oh, come. Come with me. Come with me. Come with me. Oh, fuck. Oh. Yes. It's not as bad anymore. The hunger, the heat, it's gone down. It's like when you fire hose that load into me, it will extinguish some of my heat. Oh, God. I think I just got it out of my system. You said Oni are Oni because they're violent and selfish, right? You know, I wasn't exactly the best person, even before all this. But you always stayed by my side and took care of me anyway. Look, what I'm saying is, please stay with me. Thank you. Come on, get on top of me. I'm serving as your mattress. I'm big enough and comfy enough, and I even come pre-installed with two big soft pillows. Let's just sleep together tonight. Tomorrow you're gonna need to buy me some new clothes.